For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making improper campaign contributions in the form of hush money to two women who claimed to have affairs with the president. He said he coordinated the 2016 payment with candidate Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal say they had affairs with Trump, which he denies. Two of President Trump's associates faced guilty verdicts in court, and the president is blasting the charges brought against his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. They stem from the special counsel investigation.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced his company has removed more than 650 pages, groups, and accounts for coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. Zuckerberg said some of the accounts were linked to state-owned media in Iran, and according to the U.S. government, other accounts were linked to Russian military intelligence services. Nathaniel Gleicher, the head of Facebook's cybersecurity policy, said the company's findings were largely based on a tip from FireEye, a cybersecurity firm. Authorities have found a body believed to be missing Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts, and suspect Christian Rivera has been charged with her murder. Rick Ron with the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation says surveillance cameras on a rural property led police to Rivera.
Through that, we were able to identify a vehicle that we believe belonged to Mr. Rivera. It was a black Malibu.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Comedic actor Kevin Hart has lost a lot of fans that support President Trump because of a series of jabs he's taken at the president as host of Monday night's MTV Music Video Awards. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Many backers of President Trump say they're going to boycott Hart's movies. Some examples of what Hart says, quote, "You never know what's going to happen at the VMAs. Bad language, people run to the bathroom, send out crazy tweets. It's basically like a typical day in the White House." He also took aim at the national anthem kneeling controversy, saying, quote, "I'm looking at this like it's game day, but don't worry. At this game, you guys are allowed to kneel. You can do whatever you want because there's no old white man that can stop you. So do it." Among a cavalcade of tweets against what Hart had to say, one viewer wrote, "I was a fan. Now you make me sick." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret Hunter were indicted by a grand federal jury for allegedly using campaign funds for personal use. The court documents charge Hunter, a Republican representative from California, and his wife with 60 counts, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud, falsification of records, and aiding and abetting prohibited use of campaign contributions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.